biggest stories in sports and entertainment. Sports Radio 610 style. In the Loop presents What's Poppin'.
Let's get into What's Poppin' here in the Loop Sports Radio 610 so I can stop talking about what I was talking about prior or else I'll be mad on air. Who would want to do that? Shout out to utility companies. All right. One of the things that's popping is that Friday practice is happening for your Houston Texans as they gear up for their trip to Lambeau Field to Green Bay, Wisconsin. And with that being the case, Friday gives us our last chance to kind of get a feel for who is working, who is not working, and maybe, just maybe, who will be available for your Texans. And so,
give me a sign.
All right, so you want to start? Well, I'm not going to give you the option. The maybe less good signs is the way I'll say it.
Mm-hmm.
Azeez Al-Shaair and Henry Toto not practicing.
All right, so there you go. We just talked about it. It looks like Neville Hewitt and Henry, Jake Hansen.
Yes, sir.
Which, you know, I'm okay with that. You know, veteran guys.
Have you had to get okay with that this week?
You've had to, yeah. You kind of had to talk yourself into it.
All due respect, clearly.
I mean, I came in Monday and I was like, hey, man, one of my passing thoughts was like, this Neville Hewitt, he just stepped in and made a bunch of tackles.
No, for sure.
You know,
100%.
I just go back to the coverage, you know, with the play action, what we talked about like last year, which wasn't necessarily a great strength already with Toa and Al-Shaair, but I feel like they played better to it. Al-Shaair in particular was pretty good in coverage in a couple of games. So that's what would worry me about that.
Kamari Lassiter and Jimmy Ward also not practicing. So, again, they missed the entire week. That seems very evident that now you're going to have D'Angelo Ross and Eric Murray playing, starting, in fact, for you. And so those guys will have to step up. However, a good thing to hear at practice, Fola Runsho Fatukasi.
That's pretty big, man.
Practicing on a Friday,
yeah.
You have to imagine that gives him a very good chance at least of playing come Sunday. Now I know we've seen some times where maybe a player comes back on a Friday and doesn't play.
What's up, Joe Mixon?
Yeah, you got to hope that means that you have Foley as a defensive tackle who has been pretty damn good for you this year to help keep a little bit more consistency if possible on that defensive line.
Well, what it does is that interior of the defense, as I've been talking about this week, gets a big boost, but it's also a very big boost for Danico Autry, because Fatukasi, you know, can kind of do a lot of the dirty work in there, which he always does, and then Danico Autry can be in there and maybe even be a little better against the pass if lanes open up. So, and we heard Matt Burke talking about that.
That's
you
right.
know, so helps there, but boy, look at the defense that's not going to be there. With Al-Shaair and Toa and obviously
Lassiter,
Ward. That's big time. And we've had our worries about Eric Murray even when he was just stepping in, you know, so.
Yeah, this is going to be a great game to prove, to silence all worries and anxieties against the Packers. All right, some other things that are popping. We came on these airways yesterday and we were like, what in the hell are the Astros trying to tease?
Mm-hmm.
They had a very quick 8-second promo that was voiced by the Houston rap legend Scarface himself. And it was like you could see kind of that brick red Astro script that we're used to seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about the ink and these types of things. And you're like, man, what is happening?
Is this a Bregman thing? Why are you doing it to these people?
Like, it doesn't make sense. Yeah. You can't sign the free agent until 5 days after the World Series. So that doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense as like a future jersey, like all city, City Connect uniform, because they don't release those for the next year like this. So what was it? Ultimately, we found out and that Figgy was right. Figgy hypothesized that it was maybe one of those kind of like special releases that the Astros have been fond of doing with some local, you know, local legends of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
And it is that. Of course, Scarface celebrating 30 years of greatness. And so he has a special Astros cap, 30th anniversary cap, which is now available in the center field team store at the ballpark. And I got to admit, like, it's black with the kind of red Astro logo.
The old brick logo.
Yeah, exactly, in the brick red. And I was, I don't know if amazed. I understand that not a lot of people love that that time period in the brand identity of the Astros. For some reason, I love it.
It's all right. I wouldn't necessarily put it in my top, but I'm not, like, anti Like, it was fine as far as I was concerned. I do like the, you know, the way that he's doing it is actually a better look than back in the day.
Well, yeah, I think that's a fair way of putting it. Yeah. Okay, so it doesn't mean anything about Bregman. City Connect uniforms, mm-hmm. we have no idea. It's just, if you want to get a hat, supporting the man Scarface, which I personally...
How do you feel about the timing on this?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, yeah, it kind of stinks. Like, it feels weird.
It's weird.
It feels weird.
In the middle of the playoffs.
Although maybe, I do wonder how much of this was already planned well ahead of time.
Like, and they thought they'd be playing still?
Yeah, and then I also think 30-year anniversary, I'm trying to recall, one of Scarface's albums? I don't remember exactly what day.
It's just like, how many people are going to take time out of their day, drive to Minute Maid Park, and buy that hat today or this week?
I mean, I might.
Okay, not outside of you. Like, it's fine. It's not like I'm not angry about it or anything. I'm just like, that's a weird. It's as weird now as it was when we saw the tease. Just weird, just different, timing wise.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, yeah. Today the 30th anniversary of the release of the diary.
Okay.
Yeah. So okay, the day is very particular to the release of this. So okay, there you go. Timing is fine.
All
Lopez
right.
is just being a curmudgeon.
You
in
do
your,
you
in your face. You hold that. now more rumor, and now we enter the reckless speculation.
Yeah.
Zone.
How about that?
And our friend Michael Schwab is the man who takes us to the reckless speculation zone, because he tweeted out that, you know, he heard that Minute Maid would be taking their name off of Minute Maid Park, what has come to be known as the Juice Box there. And the additional rumor is that it would become Daikin Park for the next season and beyond. Daikin is the world's largest air conditioner manufacturer in Japan, HQ in Japan. And so hypothesizing it goes from the Juice Box to the Ice Box. And of course, I want to once more say, reckless speculation.
The Ice Box.
And the speculation is based off of, as Michael Schwab says, rumor that Minute Maid Park is coming off of, or Minute Maid, the name is coming off of Minute Maid Park. They had like a 30-year deal for
Thank you. I'm glad you brought that up. Not to be too skeptical, but I'm skeptical because, you know, who knows where he heard that. It goes to 2032.
Yeah.
The Astros contract with Minute Maid. I don't think Coca-Cola Corporation is missing payments.
I don't think so.
You know, I don't think there's like a contract issue or a payment issue. So it would have to be a pretty drastic change, you know, just internally.
Right.
You know, to all of a sudden change from Minute Maid to Daikin.
When it comes to payments, I do wonder if like, and this is now just, again, continuous reckless speculation. Mm-hmm. I wonder if like Coca-Cola as a company, are they pushing Minute Maid as a brand still in that way? Not saying that they don't have it, but is that something that they feel like they need to pay for marketing?
What a great relationship they've had, man.
Sure.
I mean, how much free publicity have they gotten in the last 7 years?
And that is absolutely the case. But yeah. I also then just wonder is like, do they feel like that it continues to be necessary for this time period and with breaking that situation? Again, assuming that the rumor is true, that maybe that's the thought process behind it. But we'll ultimately see. I just thought that was really
I smell a lawsuit coming.
Okay.
I smell a lawsuit coming.
I mean, maybe, but yeah. I also wonder, like, you mentioned that it was...
Unless all parties are just in agreement.
Right, and this is the thing. You mentioned that it's a, you know, they had it till 32. It's also not a... it's a decent deal, but I wonder...
It's outdated, I'm sure.
Can you get significantly more money? Like, if them backing out might be not a blessing in disguise, but an opportunity to cash out even more for the Astros, if that's
maybe
not...
Maybe we should... Maybe we should use the text board mantra that we often get when players hold out and such. They signed a contract, Reggie. They signed a contract.
Yeah, good luck enforcing that. It's often said that a contract is only as good as both sides want to enforce it, right?
And yeah, so exactly.
If one of these sides is like, I want out, and the other's like, all right, cool, who cares? All right, some other things that are popping as we get this thing going. Virginia men's basketball coach Tony Bennett seemingly like retired abruptly after 18 years at Virginia. Obviously like a well-regarded guy, only 55 years of age. And before we even get into like what is happening with him retiring in this particular juncture, I want to ask you, what do you think of when you hear Tony Bennett at Virginia? Like, what is the first thing that comes to mind, or what are some of the first things that come to mind? Because I'm really interested on whether it's one thing or another.
It's two. National champion. And can't score a lick. They can't score.
Bingo.
they got run out in the tournament. What was it? They scored 42 points against Colorado State.
You didn't even get to the one that I thought about, which was, hey, you remember that one time that they were the first number one seed to be bounced from the tournament? But I do appreciate that you went to Tony Bennett as national champion, because I went to, you know, obviously I think of national champion, but I also think of the fact that, yeah, they can't score a lick, and they also went to that zone defense. Like, they're playing that zone defense that is a frustration to many people, particularly enjoyers of actual fun basketball. But you cannot deny how effective he has been as a head coach. And by and large, you know, his reputation is as a really good dude.
He's a great guy. By all accounts, by all my experience being around him at different points, that's what makes this so weird to me.
So weird.
It makes it so weird. Virginia, 2 weeks before the season starts?
Exactly. Virginia Men's Basketball tweets out, Tony Bennett to announce his immediate retirement in a press conference Friday at 11, which obviously they're probably done with that now. But immediate retirement, as you mentioned, a few weeks before the season starts, does not seem like a man of his stature.
So unlike him.
He seems like he would be very principled in making sure that he handles this in a respectful way. And it really just raises the antenna as to, oh, what's happening there?
So I think, and you and I were talking about this before the show, it's so bizarre to me. First of all, this is not him. He doesn't do this. Well, he did, but I'm saying but with normal circumstances. First of all, he committed to, and over the entire offseason, kind of changed the offensive approach because of that bad offense that they have. So he's been working on this new offense and all this and bringing people in to help him. And then 2 weeks before the season starts, he retires. That's just not him. So there's something weird there. There's also something weird with all these people saying, well, it's the NIL, you know, ran off another coach, you know, because of the disaster or lack of certain organization with the NIL. And all. That doesn't make sense either, because he would have done that earlier. You know, if he would have just like burned out on that.
Yeah, that feels like something that has been relatively recent, not recent enough that it's like this had to happen right this moment.
Exactly.
I don't want to recklessly speculate in this degree, but it's just like it feels like there's something else that we don't know, that maybe we will never know, and maybe that we don't need to know, right? Yeah. Like, it might not be any of our damn business. But yeah, this does not feel like, just on the face of what we know, this makes sense.
Well, then the other thing is, it's not him. It's so out of character. It's silly to consider it the NIL for the timing to happen as it did. And then the third thing, people were speculating, you know, health. It's got to be health reasons or whatever. And they came right out and said, no, it's not health. It's absolutely not. Now, you know, take it for what it is, but it's not. So if it's not health, it's not him, and it's not the NIL, something strange is happening.
Well, all we know is that Tony Bennett retiring from University of Virginia men's basketball. That's another one of, we're seeing like a real turnover of the long-term, well-respected coaches in men's basketball. Like, if I ask you who is the, you know, kind of face of college basketball from that coaching perspective
right now,
who do you point to?
I would say,
because Kay's gone, Boeheim's gone, you know, is Izzo still there? No, is Izzo gone at this point? I always forget him in Michigan State. You know, Cal is still in the game, at Arkansas.
I would say Cal. He's going to be interesting to watch. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, there's a lot of them that are just out. I think, obviously, look at Villanova, you know, all
and
this.
Jay Wright leaves as well. Yeah. So, yeah, real interesting. Bill Self comes to mind on the YouTube. That's fair. Maybe you talk about like Mark Few, but Mark Few has come in and kind of at a different era after that. Mm-hmm. So it's just something I've thought about, of like how, especially in college basketball, where the stars are no longer the players because they move around so much and that they turn over so quickly, that it has been about these coaches and that personality that they imbue to these teams, which, one, we're not seeing as much personality imbued to teams anymore.
Yeah.
But then, two, we're not seeing the names that we know. So like all of this becomes even more foreign for the average viewer, which is really interesting. 713 says it's Hurley and UConn by a mile. I'm not certain of that, but I understand what you're going from. UConn has definitely established itself.
Hurley's it.
A basketball.
I think Hurley's probably
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah. Right. If you say so.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not entirely sold on it, but I'm not going to fight you on it. So. I'm not going to fight you on it. That is what's popping here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Somebody said, and don't forget with Tony Bennett, he can sing. Not the same guy, but I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I believe that you're joking. I know that you're joking.
I love the way you look tonight.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Very good. All right. That's In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us. Coming up next, Let's play a little game of what's more likely to happen. Let's kind of view some of the possibilities in this game versus the Packers. We'll do all of that next.